It's your boy, Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy, Tay Black, at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Hold up! Yo, this the Wizard, Jay Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Yeah, it's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, dropping nothing but the high indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
Y'all already know how we do each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. We turn up. Y'all know how we do. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, baby. Guess what? I'm back. I'm back in the scene. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live right now, holding us down. I got my special co-host live in the building with me. Jay Diggs is here. He's going to hold me down today. Jay, what up, baby?
Hey, what's going on? You already know what it is. The kid, Jay Biggs, you know what I'm saying? AKA F6J, you know what I mean? Shout out to the homie. Shout out to my girl, Jesus. Shout out to the homie, Tay Black. You know, I'm feeling for him a little bit today, man.
Big shout out to Tay, man. Tay is doing some exciting things. Yo, he getting an event together for the South by Southwest event that's coming. He got a lot of work to do, so we definitely going to hold our king down. Of course, yes. We showcasing nothing but hot indie music. We got a crazy indie artist music coming. I got new music from Bad News. I got new music from Dope Ass Music. I got new music from J Real the Realist. I got new music from, I just want to make sure I get it right. I always like to get Miss Proper. I got new music from her. I got new music from, let me pull them up. I got new music from Joe Boy Fresh, too, so we got a serious, serious indie music that's about to come in a few. Of course, we're going to get into the Educate and Regulate session tonight. We're going to be talking about email marketing. Email marketing is very important, and I'm going to introduce you guys to this great company that helps you with your email blast. If you are an artist or a business owner, you understand how important advertising and promotion is for you. So we're going to talk about email marketing. Also, we're going to be educating and regulating y'all on NFL Let me get it right. Teen NFL dream squashed by fake rape claim. Woman confessed 10 years later. So y'all get ready for that. I don't even think y'all even heard of this man, but he was 17 at the time. This girl accused him of rape and kidnapping, and 10 years later she confessed and said that it really didn't happen. She ended up getting paid $1.5 million from the state. Let's just add that in. And of course, we going to go ahead and take y'all to church tonight. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. J. Biggs is live up in this thing. And we going to go ahead and get into some of this hot music. We going to start it off with Scientific, Nothing Without You, featuring Jazzo. Big shout out to Scientific. Follow him at Scientific GH. Let's go.
It's you I'm looking up to right now.
There's troubles every day.
I'ma give it all to you. Lord, you my father, my savior. It's time to put on my best behavior. For your love, I embrace you. You were worthy, my life I gave you. The devil had me lusting his cold word. No hope, talk, life is over. Did he have dreams, but now I'm getting older. When I need a rest, then you give me a shoulder. When friends despise me, it was a lesson. Next thing you rain down, showers of blessing. I seen miracles and angels. You my one and only, Lord, I believe.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am, I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you.
The Bible and watch the clock taking. It's my time now, history in the making. With all these prophecies onto me, I know success is my company. When times went bad, my faith grew stronger. When breakthrough came, your words last longer. I gotta reach my destiny when I'm gone. My soul reigns, still got mercy. If you talk like men, you would have to curse me. I seen miracles and angels. You my one and only, Lord, I believe.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am, I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without you. That's my word. I could have been dead by now, but I'm still alive. And I'm grateful. Scientific, J-So, Wonder World, baby. Skilly, you heard. Keep your head up, man. Love ya, love ya, love ya.
As I live my life, there's troubles every day. I can't find my way. This is why I pray. Make me a better man. Everything I am, I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I just wanna say, Lord, I'm nothing without you.
A better way, 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 better way. Yeah. Trust is just a balance of life versus fact, and love is the circus, no net, it's the high while you're acting. This is just happiness, yeah, it's love, it's peace, with empathy ready to plug, all of them leak. We gon' spring or we gon' dwell in. When to disconnect till we gon' fall from the grace. Some plug or disconnect. It's a midsummer night. Drown in Xanax. Apparently the architect hasn't sketched a plan yet. It's true. Passion. Complexity. Your mind is wrapping around the gift that gives to me.
Reality subjective, it's intercept perceptions, it's meditation, amens, and Sunday night confessions. Lessons, pests, lifelong tribulations. So let's fight without an ounce of hesitation. Life is an infinite series, the ones and zeros, and each and every one of us, we can all be heroes. We will not fall, we will not fail.
It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
Yo, this is Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Defend me from those that rise up against me. Deliver me from the work of inequity. Save me from the bloody men.
Look, my state of a gangster from the 40s. Meet the business mind of Motown's very gaudy. Turn crack rock into a chain of 40-40. Sorry, my jury's so gaudy. Slid into the party with my new pair of Maurice. America meet the gangster Sean Corey. Hey, young world, wanna hear a story? Close your eyes and you can pretend you're me. A cut from the club for the Kennedys. French Sinatra having dinner with the Genovese. This is the genesis of a nemesis. Mother America's not witnessing the Harlem Renaissance birth black businesses. This is the tale of lost innocence. As the incense burn and the turntables turn in that Al Green play. I see my mother's afro
her cave. And my papa just left the house in search of the killer of my uncle Ray. And she's trying to calm my nerves as I observe this is just one day. And what tomorrow has in store, we can never be sure. So all we can do is pray.
Because of your strength, while I walked upon thee, for God is my defense.
As I head to my homeroom, I observe the room, dope needles on the ground. I hear a car go vroom, drug dealer in the BM moving top down. As the girls start to giggle, I ask why you laugh, they say you too little. One day you'll understand when you become a man about things you have to get you. Fast forward, freeze frame on my pistol. Fistful of dollars, ignorance is so blissful. I didn't choose this life chose me. Around here is the shit that you just do. I just left school. The same BM is pulled over by the boys dressed blue. They have their guns drawn, screaming just cool. Something else you suggest we can do. He made his way to the trunk, opened it like, huh. A treasure chest was removed. Cop said he'll be back next month, but we call corrupt, he called paying dues. Now when the rules is blurred, as they is to were, what am I to do? But pray, pray the Lord forgive me. Pray God revive what I'm about to go through. Pray, pray.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape, and climb thine air unto me. Save me, O Lord.
Anywhere there's oppression, the drug profession flourishes like beverages, expression. Sweet taste of sin, everything I seen made me everything I am. Bad drug dealer or victim, I beg. What came first, moving chickens or the egg? This is why I be so fresh. I'm trying to beat life cause I can't cheat death. Treat shame with shamelessness. Aim stainlessness at anuses. You know the game this is. Move coke like Pepsi, don't matter what the brand name is. I stand behind mine. Everything I do, I'm a man behind mine. I'm not an angel, I'm sure. But every night before I lay, I drop my knees to the floor and I pray.
The name shall endure forever. The name shall be continued as long as the sun. Men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. In your name, I pray. Lord, bless him.
This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Be a man, be a father to my son. You told me to your business, baby. Played my man name. Goddamn league. Gave a nigga what other kids just never made. Thank you, mama. For everything. We talking. We good now.
Me in the streets, all I think about is shooting. If I put that pain on y'all, know you won't make it.
I know you
make three bad ass kids. I did it all in 3 years. So if a nigga take me out, a part of me is still here. I want to thank you for everything. You want to for count. All the pain a nigga cause, you kept me top of the line.
Not
your brother and sister, you the reason that I keep them straight. All this thing that I asked you is just the key.
Only thing
I remember like yesterday.
Phone lines and get some love, baby. 909. Oh, J. Real the Real. What's going on, King? Hey, Queen, how you doing?
You already know I'm good.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, what's going
on? Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, King? How you feeling today?
What up, man? Jay Real, what up, man? What's popping with you? You know, I'm feeling real,
man,
real, you know?
Look, man, I try and be between Tuesdays and Sundays, man. Tuesdays and Sundays, I try and be as real as I can, man.
Hey, man, them other couple of days, man, I still try to keep it real for those who fake, you know what I mean? So, you know, I
you understand me?
The clock, man, you know.
Well, I mean,
but
hey, Westworld, how y'all doing today out there in radio land? You know, I just want to give a big shout out to Diva and everything that she's doing, the queen that she is. Frontline Fridays, you already know. I'm one of the main soldiers on the front line. I think I got at least lieutenant bars. I might not have general bars, but I know I got lieutenant bars on the front line.
Man, you a lieutenant.
And you know, I'm ready. I'm not, and I hope I'm not disrespecting anybody or disrespecting the show, but when I say this, but I'm not ready to die for what I believe in. I love life, but I am ready to take your life for what I believe in. You understand
know,
me?
Right.
And that's not no disrespect to nobody, but I'm not ready to die for what I believe in. I love life. I love my children. I love the smiles on their faces. But I'm damn sure ready to take your life for what I believe in. So just know I am a soldier on the front line.
We definitely are on the front line. A big shout out to everybody that showed love to my posting today. Diva Boy, her natural hair on with her Frontline Fridays t-shirt on. You want to get your Frontline Fridays t-shirt, all you got to do is hit me up, 908-296-5739. That's 908-296-5739. Or at me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B, and hit me up to Facebook. We go up to as large as 2X and men. 2X and men and 2X and women. So if you want your Frontline Fridays t-shirts, they are $20 a pop. So if you want one, holler at me. And if you order in bulk, we'll definitely hit you with the wholesale. J. Will, don't go nowhere. Just stay right there, King. I want to open up the phone lines to some other people. Let's see. Let's open it up right here. Don't mind because Lord talking back like a new nigga. 702.
What's good?
Kano, what's going on, baby? Welcome to the front line.
Tell him I'm on the front line out here in Vegas, you know, dodging these landmines and grenades and shit. But, you know, I'm out here loving the show right now. Shout out to Diva. Shout out to the homie that's on the show with you.
Yeah.
Shout out to the other homie that just called in. And how y'all feeling tonight? What's poppin'?
Man, we happy to have you on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm filling in for the homie Tay Black. You know, I go by the name Jay Biggs, a.k.a. at Space Age Jay on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Just let everybody know where you do it at, how you do it, man.
Man, I host HME Radio on Blog Talk Radio, Hustler Movement Entertainment, Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Hitting y'all up with 3-4 hours, you know, underground music, interviews, hip hop news, a little bit of everything over there, man. We live and uncut with it, though. Gotta watch out when y'all fucking with us, man.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you on the front line, man. We, you know, we doing our thing on front line. You know, what you think of the music mix we just had, man?
I only caught the last song, but I was feeling it, though. Who's that last song y'all was playing?
That was Bad News, and the name of that one, the name of that cut was Dear Mama. So his name is Bad News. And the name of the track was Dear Mama. I like that track.
Yeah, I think I played Bad News on my show before, man. Shout out to the homie Bad News. That was a good look right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's up, Kano. Don't go nowhere, because this is a great time to get into this Educate and Regulate session, because this is something that affects all men, and all you guys are in definitely a high position. And you're going to get females out there that probably already have or are trying to get at you. So let's go ahead and educate and regulate. Let's go.
The
I'm passing. I'm gonna go ahead and pass the mic over to Big. Big shout out to Jay Biggs holding Tate Black down, co-hosting tonight. But Jay Biggs, I want you to give your feedback on this, because this is serious. You know, everything that looked good ain't good. He had a promising career. He was on his dean. He made it happen. Look at all the stuff that he had to go through. Probation. He had to register as a sex offender. So all these popping mollies, and I got a chick here, I got a girlfriend, I got a baby mom and a wife, is really not worth it. Not to say that he did, but look how he got caught up. Like, that was file.com.
Yeah, that was exactly, you know, what I was going to touch on, you know, at least, like, you know, I don't want to take away from his situation or try to compare situations, but I think as I try to relate everything to, you know, just me as an artist, you know what I mean, and I say that to say this, you know, being an artist, you know, a lot of times we put ourselves in the same predicament as artists, you know, we look at it like, you know, we don't ever see the worst case scenario, the bad consequence of anything that we doing out here, and having multiple females and drugging them up, you know, to get sex from them and, you know, getting them drunk or whatever, taking advantage of them. It could easily, just as easily be us that go, you know, as artists. And when I say us, I'm not necessarily speaking of me per se. You know, I'm talking about just the rap industry. You know, if anybody out there that want to pretend like, you know, they don't know what's going on with these rappers and these parties and these things that they be trying to do with these video chicks and whatnot, if you want to play dumb, you know what I'm saying, I got a condo in Tecrete that I sell you, you know what I'm saying, I got a beach house.
That's
a good idea.
That's why you can't have no phones on the set, you know what I mean, no cell phones.
Yeah.
You gotta hand the cell phone to security before you go in the room, you know what I mean, so you don't try to record a nigga, you know what I mean, set a nigga up. You gotta watch out for that. You gotta have like some kind of precaution procedure or something.
I mean, for real talk, man, the same thing happened to Tupac, man. You know what I'm saying? When he was alive, same exact thing happened to Tupac, you know, and it wasn't even Tupac that had did the situation, but it was the fact that he was the person. He was the dude that everybody knew. You know what I mean? It was his boy that was in that situation, but Tupac kinda got he caught the rap for it, you feel me? So everything, like I said, I say that to say this, you know, we got to be more protective and more conscious of our images and our futures, you know what I mean? And we got to see, like, where we potentially could end up, because like Diva said, you know, it's no joke. If you got to register as a sex offender, it's no joke. It's certain communities you can't live in, you know what I mean? It's certain places you can't buy a house because you're a sex offender, and you know, they have homeowners associations that guard against stuff like that. So, you know, that screws you up in more ways than one. Forget about just being an athlete. You can't just buy a house anywhere you want. You know what I mean? Now you're getting into, like, rights and stuff that's getting taken away because you decided to, you know, do this one little thing. This one little time you wanted to do that.
That's real.com right there. That's definitely real.com. I'm going to go over to 253 and then I'm going to come to Jay Real, the realist, and he's going to educate us. Let's go to 253-426. You're on the front line with Diva Ebony B. Holler at us. 253-426.
Are you talking to me? Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah, what up?
What's going on, baby? You want to talk to us?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah,
we on the line.
253, that's you, right?
Yeah, 253. I thought I was just listening to the show. I heard y'all getting it in.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Space Daddy. I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington.
Okay. That's what's up. You from, you know, Washington, stand up. You know what I mean? You know, we talking about...
Peace out. Big shout. Peace out. Diva Dallas. Peace out. You can't get baby. Tell me, give us your feedback on this educating regulate session right here. What's your feedback?
I've been hearing everything y'all was talking about. Kind of caught the tail end of it or whatnot. But I mean, yeah, it's live. You gotta watch what you do. It's dangerous out in these streets. You know, artists can't be everything. They aren't everything. But it'll get you somewhere. But you gotta have faith in God. You gotta keep it real. You gotta keep it alive. I mean, because other than that, I mean, there's only one way. Good or bad? Which one would you choose? I'm going to say good. Regardless how good my music is, regardless how good it ain't.
But what about the scandalous female in this story, though? And ain't nobody talking about the female, her actions.
Yeah. I everybody, oh wow, I mean, that's live. I mean, everybody got bad actions, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect.
But this female, you know, she claims, and let me just get her name out there. Let me just get her name right there. The guy who was actually caught up in this whole situation. Here's the story right here. 17 years old, kidnapped, blah, blah, blah. A decade ago, okay, in 2000, Bank Future was a female student. I'm trying to get her name. Well, there it is, Juanita Gibson. Juanita Gibson, 10 years ago, said he not only raped her, but kidnapped her. And after 10 years, you friend me on Facebook, and then he lucky that he didn't put hands on her. That's one thing. Thank you, Lord. That man didn't put hands on her, but he wanted to get his name cleared. And that Juanita Gibson, she said that he kidnapped and raped her 10 years ago. Then after 10 years, she friended him. She said she wanted to be bygones, where bygones, so the guilt got to her, basically. And then not only that, her mother filed a suit against the school, against the district, where she got paid $1.5 million. For a civil suit brought against my in Long Beach school, $1.5 million. You think the school system need to give out, got $1.5 million to give back? That's foul. Let me go ahead and bring Jay Real to Realist. Let me bring King in here so he can give his feedback. Come on, King. Come on up in this thing. Hold on, let me get this before you come in. I just wanted to play this around.
What did you say, nigga? What did you say?
That was live.
That's one of my favorite cuts, right? Inserts right there, because I believe that's Vera Walker. Right,
yeah, that's
there.
Vera. Call him nice,
baby.
Vera.
And
that
what she say,
Vera.
I'm honest and all my hoes is honest. But look,
yes,
we going to take it.
He's lying. He's keeping it real. I like that.
You done insulted me.
Don't keep it
I got
real.
To kick your ass right now. And ask
you understand
me? No feelings
she said, hey, she said, I got a girl so sweet, you're throwing stuff up in the air, turning in the sunshine. But look,
she
that's one of my biggest
she's talking about me.
let's get down to the brass tacks. And you know me, Diva Queen. I'm going to always bring a historic presence to every one of my explanations. Of how I think. Let's get down to where not what the situation is, but where the situation came from, and how to ensure that this situation is not reprocreated with the next young black star who's being exploited for his talents, who's being exploited for his blessings that the Creator gave him. Now let's get into the brass tacks of the situation. This male, which all of us black males have been trained and taught to, especially if you're in my generation, being born in 1985, we've been taught to disrespect our women. We've been taught to disclaim our women. We've been taught that any time that we come up, even though that was the woman that helped us struggle, we leave her and go to the better thing. Now, these are his fault. In the false lies of the woman as retribution for the act of the man, which is, he left me, I supported him when he didn't have nothing, so now I'm gonna get him with whatever he got. Now, with a little influence from media and a society and maybe even a little professional lawyers or anything else, they have advised this woman that, hey, in the situation and predicament that you are in, you can receive X amount of dollars once we're done. The repercussions that this female does not understand that 10 years down the line, not only have you put your own reprimand or your own funds or money that you have acquired from this situation at risk, you have now gave another black eye to the queen. To our black women out there in this world who are already savagely picked on by society. You have once again, son, please, thank you. Once again, you have given another black eye. Now, of course, this African queen did not know at the time that she would be given a black eye to society as far as the association of black women not just being greedy and all she wants to do is be fly and all she wants to do is take a man for her money and all that. She didn't understand that. We understand it is not her fault. We understand it is not his fault. And that's why there's so much commentary about what he did wrong and what she did wrong. It is not in the fault of the action. It is in the fault of the inquiry of the action. Why did this woman feel like she needed to work this man? When he was broke, she wasn't worried about getting no 1.8 nothing. When he was broke and sleeping on her couch, she wasn't worried about collecting no revenue. But until somebody put something in her ear that she can get this money, she moved on that act. Until somebody told him, hey, young man, for your athleticism, what you can do for us, we will pay you X amount of dollars. We have to really look at the brass tacks. Now, in this Educate and Regulate session, I don't want to speak too long because I know there are other people, but I want to bring up a certain incident that happened in history, not our history, but in history. Homer, the great author, the great Greek author, matter of fact, the first book to ever come out of Europe in 1492, the year 1492, the first book ever emerged out of Europe. It was written by Homer. Some people have heard that name, some people have not. Now, human history, no man even knows if Homer was a male or a female. It could have been a woman, the first author out of Europe. But Homer wrote a story, and Homer wrote a story about this exact situation, the bitterness of mankind. Now, mankind we know to be birthed by a woman. You cannot be born unless you come from a woman's womb. Thank you, son. This same situation was wrote about thousands of years ago, and what we are doing is we are dictating what has happened in our history. Now, my main point is this. This is my whole main point. Not looking at the situation at hand, but looking at your own situation at home. None of us, I believe, on this telephone has 1.6 million to do anything with. We are struggling to pay our bills, to make sure our children are fed, housed, clothed, and educated properly. We are trying to make sure that our spouses or significant others are satisfied so we diffuse confrontation in our homes. Mm-hmm. We are fighting for a higher purpose, whether it be religion, whether it be faith, or whatever you call God. We have to realize when certain acts like this happen, we look into history and we say, hey, where have we seen this before? Where have we acknowledged this action to happen before? Does it come from a great history or does it come from a diminished history? Does it come from a history that could have built the pyramids? If I was playing sports, being a tool for athleticism, and my wife was worried about nothing or my significant other was worried about nothing but the progress of my financial situation during my art form that is being exploited, could we have wasted that much energy into that and built the pyramids? Could we have wasted that much time and built the doorknob and invented the washing machine? Mm-hmm. You have to realize in looking at this situation that these things are not of us. So do not patronize with conversations of who is doing what, but understand what is being done and why it is being done and who appropriated that initial action. We have to realize we are a great people. Our women were never subjectified. Our women were never referred to as dogs. A bitch is a female dog. I'm sorry.
Amen.
But a woman is a female dog. If I relayed and called my woman a B-I-C-T-H, do you think I would have the mental capacity to call her a bee and build a pyramid to where today's technology cannot replicate what man's hands had built? Now, in saying that and saying all this to this young brother and this young sister, I hope they find a peace. Because what happened is this young brother did not take the worth of his queen, and what she did in all that anger of not being praised for who she is, she turned around and used every possible resource to hurt this man. The betterment of the situation, thank you, son. The betterment of the situation is that she got paid out of it. The initial situation and the initial intent was to hurt this man because of the hurt that he had put upon her. Let's get down to brass tacks. She didn't sue him. She didn't come up and say I was raped and all this other type of stuff. It could have been all the other type of influences. Her main purpose of doing it was to hurt that man because of the hurt she felt. We don't come from a history of hurting our women. We don't come from a history of beating our women. We don't come from a history of putting our women beneath us. We come from a history of praising our women. And until we revert back into that and understand that through her, all life that we see through our own eyes was created through her. She is the reason why we exist. So while you walking around holding your BALLs, while you walk around talking about your rims and your cash and how much money you can throw in the air, realize that woman that you're patronizing throwing cash at is the reason why you even breathe.
It will go down on the front line each and every Friday. J. Riddarellis, thank you, King. Thank you so much.
Yes,
I'm gonna
ma'am.
Let somebody else in on this thing before we take another music break. The phone lines are lighting up, and we need to get the rest of y'all. I want to get all y'all comments on this before
we
go to another music break. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. J. Real and Rivers is up in here. Kano the Pyro from HME Radio is up in here. J. Biggs is up in here. Dope Ass Music is up in here. Cat Daddy is up in here. T-Town. Dope. How about this, baby? 347 I'm about to get to you.
What it do, man? You already know. It's the boy Dope Ass Music. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Mr. Google Bull, a.k.a. Mr. Big Meat Breezy's. You know what I'm saying? No S's, no C's. What's up, Diva? Man, what it do, Jay Biggs? Holding it down. Shout out to the man, Tay Biggs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the man, Tay Black.
Good,
the man, Tay Black. I just combined y'all. Shout out to my man, Kano, Pyro, HME, Hustle Movement, Entertainment in the building. Hey,
move,
I just want to say, I want to say something real quick. Oh, and my man, Jay the Realist, you know, he always keeping it real. Hey, appreciate the sermon, bro. I was over here, like, getting ready to put something in the collection plate for you, bro. But, you know what I mean? Hey, but I was reading that, and I'm like, to do that to that man, where you lied, and
yeah.
You saying, and instead of, now, here's the thing, the man listened to his lawyer. At the end of the day, I'd rather go to jail for telling the truth than go to jail for saying, oh, well, you know, I could have possibly fought it. I could have possibly got found innocent.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I got to live with myself with that. Now he's sitting there, he spent 6 years on a no
He spent 10 years. He went to jail for 10 years. She falsely accused him of kidnapping her and raping her, and he ended up going to jail for 10 years. And after 10 years, this young lady came and confessed and said that he didn't do it. He was 17 years old at the time. He was on his way to having a great NFL career. So, you know, that was jacked up.
And then, not only that, but then she compounded the lie and got $1.5 million from the school.
Yeah.
And it's like, she needs to serve her time. She needs to serve her time. Now, I understand, but she needs to put herself in that man's shoes, and I hope that she never, ever, ever go through this. I don't care about the money. You need to get behind them bars and see what you feel like being a case because of your actions. You know what I'm saying? We're all responsible for our own actions. Don't matter what happened in that room. Don't matter how he made you feel. He sent the man to jail on a lie. That's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
That's the stuff that makes people come after you and slice your neck off. I'm just being honest.
Well, anything that you put out into the atmosphere always come back to you. So, you guys, everybody pay attention. And I'm glad that J. Real the Realist said what he said in 347, I'm about to get to you. You know, she did that mainly to hurt that man. She was probably there for him when he didn't have nothing. She held him down. You know, and he ended up playing her out and moving on to the next one. And Queens, we have to be a lot more responsible for our own temples. Your body is a temple, so you just can't just let anybody up in paradise. Everybody don't get to paradise. You got to treat it as a temple and respect yourself and with your love. Women, we love. We love. We bear. We take it all in. But sometimes you got to really start being selfish with yourself and start really making a man or making your significant other, letting them show you that they want to be with you. If they love you, say it. If they want you, do it. If you show me. Don't just say that you love me and that you want to marry me or that you want to, like, you want to have these things with me. You have to put these men and women in a position to show up, to go up and set their games up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. It's Frontline Fridays. Let's bring somebody else in on the front line. Everybody, mic is open. 347-807. Holla at it, baby.
Yo, B, what's good? Money Mo.
Money Mo, what's up, baby? Oh, Money Mo is here. I got to give you one of these while you up in here, King. I'm glad that you're here.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Money Mo, what's going on, baby? We're talking about this. We educate and regulate, this educate and regulate session. And I don't know, did you get this story that I posted to your page as well about the NFL player who was accused of rape and kidnapping and 10 years later? Juanita Gibson, which is the lady that accused him of rape, she came 10 years later and she confessed basically that it was a lie. She ended up friending him on Facebook. She friended him on Facebook when he got out. And she said she wanted to let bygones be bygones. And she ended up meeting up with him and was saying that, you know, it was a lie and that she's sorry and that she wanted to help him basically expunge his record and all that, but she don't want to have to end up paying back the $1.5 million that she got from the school system because her mother filed a civil lawsuit and against the Los Angeles School Department, and they won. And it's just tragic. And, of course, you know, everybody on the line, all you men, all of y'all have value. You know, all of you guys take care of your families or in good positions in your companies and then your brands, and those ratchet.com chicks are coming after y'all. So I just thought this story would be very vital, and I wanted to get your feedback on it. So Money Mo, holla at us, King.
I mean, yeah, I mean, certain things like that, as being a black man, you know what I'm saying, women always have power, you know what I'm saying? So as far as anything, like, they could actually say whatever, they could say whatever they want, and the cops is going to be on these side of the goals. You know what I'm saying? So it automatically, off the rector scale, this is going to be a lopsided, you know what I mean, feedback to any situation comes in. It doesn't have to be just about, you know what I mean, domestic or whatever, raping. But as far as a black man, you just got to do your thing and hold your head. And, you know what I'm saying, and have good lawyers. You know what I'm saying? Good lawyers and know what your facts is about this whole...
He had a lawyer. His lawyer advised him to plead no contest. He had a lawyer, and his lawyer said, plead no contest to this. Here it go right here. It says, Justin... No. Yeah, it is right there. Let me just read this part to you. He maintained there was no rape, and their sexual contact was consensual, but his lawyer urged him to plead no contest rather than risk the sentence of 41 years to life if in prison if convicted. He followed the advice and went to prison for 6 years, shattering his dreams to grind it in glory.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's to me, like, he held his head really strong, really, to take, and for her to say, like, oh, it was a lie, like, me personally, I'm a flip, like, you know, I ain't gonna flip on her, but it's like, I'm a flip, like, that's, like, that was 6 years out of my life, being away from, like, I mean, like, citizens, being away from public contact, like, you're really just, like, you did that before, like, just for money, like, you know what I'm saying, money makes people do crazy things, and the fact that, like, it's common sense. Like, I really don't have to speak too hard on it because it's common sense. Like, we see what's going on. and we see what it is. But me personally, like, I feel like, yo, this is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And guys go through a lot of things with people being, like, convicted and don't have nothing to do with anything. You know what I mean? Or being in the wrong place at the wrong time and not knowing what's going on, and it's just because at the matter of the time he has the money. That could go for any artist. You know what I'm saying? Artists could get framed for anything, and not even framed, but they could be convicted of anything or brought just locked up, and they'll say, like, oh, it's true, it's facts. Like, he actually did this. But in all reality, there's none of that. You know what I mean? And it's only up to God to let things go the way it is. But it's him doing 6 years and actually just letting her say that, son, that's kind of, that's a strong,
the women,
strong.
Women, we may have the power, but the man is the guy. The man has always been
Diva, not to cut you off, let me tell you one thing. We receive females' gifts. As a normal thing, we receive females' gifts. We can't get unless y'all give it to us, because if we take it, then it's late. You see what I'm saying? See, a female can take, she could take the penis. Let me be real. I'm saying kosher on it. She could take it. Whatever. You could be like, yo, I don't want to have sex. Like, no, we don't. You know, I'm not having sex with you. And then she'll start doing her thing. You're like, oh shit. Well, I'm saying, like, it feels good. You know what I mean, but if it's vice versa, it could go any way. You know what I'm saying? As far as.
Women do that too. Wait a minute. You just say, I want to, but if he's doing it, you know, you'd be like, okay, babe. I mean, it's different. I've seen cases where women have went to jail for rape against a man. It's rare. It's very rare. But that's because women have been raped so many times and taken advantage of and just told what to do back in time, you know, that now it's like the courts or American law really don't know how to distinguish if it's rape or not. Because women were done so dirty before. Look at, I mean, and I'm not saying for one minute that this lady was right. Don't get me wrong. That's why I always address you men as kings, as royalty, to show you that you are king, you are royal, so you should act accordingly. Anything, and like I was just on my cousin put on this page about something about niggas. I said, I don't want a nigga. I want a king. Because a nigga is a slave.
Yeah,
and a nigga is a follower.
That's why, I mean, you're official, because you speak that real ish that people don't really be speaking. And that's why I respect you 100%. You know what I'm saying? The whole movement, you've always been a queen in my eyes. Like, I would never, you know what I'm saying, come at you on some. Like, I use the word V-I-T-C-H in a certain sense of a form of speech, not because I'm disgrading or belowering the actual female, you know what I'm saying, trait, but it's just like, I mean, that, I'm just used to it, and I use it just to, you know what I'm just saying, like, what up? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was good. Like, that's how I felt about it. But as far as that, like, you were total queen. Keep it going. You got this whole thing popping, and everything that you speak about is facts. And the fact that you're speaking out to men and getting topics on certain things that's going on in now history, like, everything in the past is the past. Like, we can't change none of that. But as far as 2015, it's like,
important for me to speak to the men, because the women follow the man. The man is the sun. He rises. He sets the day. The woman, she's the moon. She sets the night. So I'm smart enough to reach out to y'all to educate y'all and to be able to open and get knowledge from y'all and have conversations. Because if y'all change y'all thinking, then guess what? Y'all going to go to the women, because the women going to follow and say, oh, honey, well, oh, to do it like this? Because women wasn't calling themselves B-I-T-C-H's and bad B-I-T-C-H's. That's a basic word. It wasn't until the man put that label on her and told her, oh, look, baby, this is a charming endearment. And you my wild of God, dude. And you my queen, you know. And women feed that and sucked it up. Somebody got me on speaker. Take me off. Women feed it and sucked it up, and then it was like, okay, if my honey says this, and I know that I love him and he loves me, if he is saying this, then it must be okay for me to be a B-I-T-C-H, and not realizing that the man that's saying that to him or to her is a broken man. Because if you did the history behind the word, you know, it was a female dog, or the word nigger. I'm not going to call my king a nigga. There is the history behind that is very ugly. He is not a nigga. He's a king.
But see, D, what the difference is, see, that was used as a terminology that was, you had no, like, it was no holes against it. Like, you couldn't change it because of the fact of how they seen us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and at the time, that was slavery. So, nigga, the word nigga was just, that was blatantly spoken as a historic term that was used. But as of now, like, a female dog, and they call dudes, like, these females call dudes dogs. So it was like, all right, I'm a dog. Well, you're a female dog. Because nine times out of 7.5 out of 10, females do the same shit that dudes do, but they do it smarter. I call females cats because, you know, dogs shit where they want to shit at. They can shit anywhere, don't care. But cats have, like, they'll shit on the litter and they'll cover it up, right? They put their feet in and swipe it back to put the litter on top of the shit so you won't see it. You feel me? That's what cats do. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole knowledge behind it, and it's cool. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, a chick called me a dog. I'm like, I am one. And you should have. Like, I'm facts. I do that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you're not committed to that person, then you shouldn't be, like, you know what I'm saying, committed to the rights of a relationship. Like, if you, my terminology, a smut, you a smut. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But I won't go for topic or what you're talking about and everything, but I'm just trying to break it down because I know the fellas is listening. You know what I'm saying? They probably like, yo, he's talking crazy truth right now because it's facts. You know what I mean? Like,
can I say something?
Yeah, Go ahead, Jay. I'm
you mind if I say something real quick? This Jay Rillis. Anybody want to get at me or even believe half of the stuff I'm talking about, just get at me on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, Google, but King, I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying because to a dynamic, it has to be explained in our generation that way.
Yeah.
But what we need to realize, and the brass tacks of it all is, we need to stop making excuses for what we do. You want to call a woman a bitch? You want to call a nigga a nigga? You want to call the next nigga a nigga and say that's a term of endearment? I don't mean this nigga, I mean this brother. What we're doing is we're giving excuses for our generational faults. When the words that we're saying, do we have the power to change the words? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have very much the power. You know why? Because we are the ones who gave the word power in the first place.
Hey.
Now look, the word nigga was not invented. It was not a word that just came about during slavery to call niggas because we didn't have nothing else to call them.
No.
The Latin language, the Greek,
comes from the Spanish. The Spanish word for black is negro. Negro.
Well, we negro is the Spaniard terminology, but we have to look at where even the Spaniards got their literacy from. They got it from the Greeks and the Romans, and the Romans got their literacy from the Moors, and the Moors got their literacy from the ancient Kemites, which is the ancient Egyptians. What we have to do is we have to realize that what we say is very important. The term words cut deeper than a sword or words cut deeper than a knife is very important. We have to realize the way we call ourselves and how we describe ourselves being the leading of all cultures, any culture, Jewish, black, white, Caucasian, Asian, all their youth, who do they look like? They look like black people from 1992 out of South Central.
Yep.
Everywhere. All the youth from all over the world. You can go to Australia. You can find you some Aborigines that have their parents tagging. But this is my point, brother. This is my point. Let me get to my point. My point is, I understand that what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, because we have to understand that we cannot be confused among how we talk amongst each other.
Now, slavery brought about a lot of things. We created our own language to communicate so we can get away from slavery. But we must understand that that talk was at a war time. Even though slavery was an oppressive time, it was war. We understand that war time is war time. We are not at war right now amongst outside entities, but we are at war with self. So as long as we start continue to call ourselves niggas, which at one time, you're right, it meant Negro, it meant black, like a Moor. Anything that has Negro or Moor in it, a Moor, la Moor, come Moor, all these things mean black, mean beautiful. What happened is these terms were turned on us to make us...
Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a music break. I got to play some indie artists on the front line. And when I come back, we're going to get more into this thing right here. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We turned up on the front line each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east. It's phenomenal, baby. This girl is on fire.
Collecting your eyes on paper. Cause a nigga's definition is a killer for stress. You kill a motherfucker, you killin' for that. You got caught up in the shit that meant you fucked it up. Old man was spittin' game, so I sucked it up. Old enough to do my own thing, got me a gig. Flipped my second paycheck to cop me a lead. Went and seen my homie Short Dog to slide me a track. Went to make some cone shot, got me a cat. Didn't know this crack shit, I got my uncle to cook. With my eyes on my paper, I just fumbled and looked. Impatiently waiting for the pot to boil. Man, I can't wait to see you rock from boy. Put my work up on the table, and it's starting tonight. Time for me to bring Brad Jordan to life. Set my ass up on the corner till it started to bounce. Clock scratches reached that and started to out. It wasn't long before I was going for nine. I'm 17 around millionaires going for mine. And if you got off in my way, well, I was headed for that. They found your ass misplaced with your head in your lap. And niggas is getting shifer with time. That's why you never seen me with a partner in crime. I'm down and dirty, nigga, fuck the world. And that's what separated the ghetto boys and girls, man.
Fifth Ward is a spot where niggas get shot. Wholesale cock and every block is hot. Niggas start shit, but they don't start it with Bill. Cause them motherfuckers know that blood gon' spill. Ever since I was a kid growing up in the bottom, I beat a nigga's ass if I didn't, I shot him. Never gave a fuck about his family crime. Bottom line, better his than mine. You come around me with that live shit, I kill it fast. I throw a search party for your fucking stinking ass, nigga, cause it's a motherfucking rep thing. You gotta set enough, you better let the motherfuckers hang. Even if you face in 20 years, you never rat. You do your time and you come on back. And if your homie really take care of your people while you're gone, and bless you when you come back home. Do your time and don't whine is the motherfucking anthem. That's the type of shit most niggas can't phantom. Them bitches' tongues come unfurled. But that's what separates the ghetto boys from girls. Come on.
I bet you often wonder how niggas survive in the trap. You got jacked and took six and died in your house. And motherfuckers sat and grieved your death. While other motherfuckers counted up the keys to death. Kinda strange how the game it took the change to work. Split the brain, get the cane, and get back to your turf. And keep the jacked shit up under your hat. Cause if the word get out, you kill them, then they killing you back. I never thought that 86 would bring me trouble. But these niggas on some other shit like double your pay. And gives a fuck about respect and joke. So how you figure niggas got respect for hoes? But then again, niggas always put their trust in the system. But in the end, it's another nigga busting your shit. Fucked around and had to leave the world. Cause you couldn't separate the ghetto boys from girls. Ghetto boys is some motherfucking shit. Never forget them southern niggas made your mind play tricks. Nevertheless, I left the group in 91. Niggas was mad.
Niggas was mad.
I had my gun.
I had my gun.
They had their guns too. I wasn't snoozing cause I knew that if it came down to it, they were using. If it was going down like them, I didn't give a fuck. We was gonna tear this whole motherfucking city up. And nigga, that's real. Coming from the south. You whack ass rappers, watch your motherfucking mouth. Preaching that positive bullshit that you can save. Cause your positivity ain't getting motherfuckers paid. And GB and Willie D reunited, sending niggas back to the studio to get their shit tighter. And niggas thought it wouldn't happen again. But we sat down and settled our differences like me. And put the bullshit behind us. Cause fucking off money ain't a plus, it's a minor. We did what other niggas too big to do when they twirl and separated ghetto boys from girls. Come on.
Come on.
AJ. No, I spent 23 years in the prison. You know, I'm still in prison. You know, they renowned us blacks. We represent 37% of the prison system throughout the country. 37%. And we don't represent for 12% of the country. Now, that's disproportionate. And it ain't no joke. You know, it's not by coincidence or happenstance.
design. By the year 2015, they're going to have 70% of our community locked up. I'm talking about blacks going to be locked up within their community. It's going to be like in Warsaw, ghetto.
Like, it's going to be like in Warsaw, y'all, ghetto. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Me and Jay Biggs is definitely turning it up and getting it in each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Big shout-out to Kano the Pyro. Big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in live. Kano posted on Facebook, which I thought this was really excellent. It says, problem. People are willing to pay. Hold on. Kano.
What up? What up?
You got that post in front of you? You want to read it?
Let me see.
Yeah, we got to get that post because I want you, because as an artist and 862 Money Meek, I see you, baby. I'm about to get to you. But I want Kano to be able to read this to you guys because it just makes so much sense, and it's so true. And that's why Diva support the artists. I will support the artists. I will buy your music. And not just because, you know, I'm not a shopaholic, but I honestly believe, like, real support comes from not only listening to the music, sharing the music, but buying the music. I think that is so, so, so important. Kano, did you get it up, or you want me to read it?
Yeah, I got it right here, man. This is the problem. This is the problem right here. People are willing to pay $5 for a cup of coffee, you know, Starbucks and stuff like that. Costs pennies to make, takes minutes to prepare, and it's gone forever after one use. Yet people won't pay an artist for something that took them hours or days to create, can be used and enjoyed over and over again, it took years of practice to accomplish. Could very yet be the only source of their income, too, and last a lifetime. Respect the artists, people. Buy their work. You're helping them keep the art alive. So that's what it is right there. I had to post that.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Thank you, Pyro. Mm. Let's get into Money Meek is up in here. Money Meek, holler at us, baby.
What's good with you, Diva, man? Kay, what's good with you, Kano, the Pyro, JD, you know, Seattle, what up? She bought Money Moon, yeah.
How about it, babe?
Everything, it's definitely wavy. Y'all make sure y'all go to YouTube.com, Money Mink. Go see that preview of Money Matters DVD we just dropped. You know, we got a lot of great things on. We definitely keeping in motion, yeah. And I definitely like the support with Kano just saying. You know, y'all people out there support them and spend it obvious, man. You know, you will spend that money for that Starbucks. You know, you want to go buy a Joker ringtone or whatnot, you know, unless they made you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, support the independents out there, bro.
That's what's up. We'll appreciate that Money Meek. Make sure you go out there, cop the artist's music, buy it, listen to it, share it. Buy the ringtone, 99 cents. You're paying that for a Dutch and better. Like, come on, that's a bag of chips. Purchase the artist's music. They put their music out there for you guys to not only enjoy it, but to purchase it too. And like Kano the Pyro said, you know, it's their only source of income. So, you know, that's another reason why I believe, you know, and taking the time out to listen to an artist's music rather than watching a video first. I want to hear what you got to say. Okay. Let's go to lines and get some more love. 732-207, holla. You on the front line.
Yeah. The dynamic of the game has changed. I didn't even know this was what y'all was talking about. I've seen it coming through my Twitter timeline every once in a while as far as these radio shows. But the dynamic of the game has changed. The dynamic of technology has changed. So now a hard copy of music, you know, you can sell it possibly in a package with some digital stuff or something like that. But really, the real money comes in with merchandising and live shows. And right now, there's a lot of people, not on a mixtape circuit, but let's say maybe in other elements, techno, dubstep, or stuff like that. They're able to eat off of no next to. Nobody buying their music. Everything is free. They build up a nice site. You make a nice site. You give away your music for free. That email list is valuable. Connections and contacts are valuable. And then you build up enough of a faith in you so that one day someone will feel you worthy of listening to their music. And like you said, you listen to music, you don't watch the videos. I don't even listen to your music. I want to watch your interviews or to have a conversation with you. I go to music conferences all times of the year. Oh, I'm Israel Deep on Twitter and IG, by the way. But I go to stuff all the time. And these people, you know what I mean, are doing the same exact thing over and over. Every single person doing the same exact thing over and over. You got to do something new. Let's redesign the game. You know, because right now if we don't chase getting money off of our music, we find other ways to value, like the hieroglyphics or somebody like that. And then people, when they care enough about you, know enough about you to value your music, they'll buy it. But the number one thing is don't make no music if you're not making noise. A lot of these guys are making albums and they spend a lot of time. You're a rapper, and I'm a rapper first and foremost. I'm mean with my shit, but I feel like I don't need to, you know what I mean? I don't need to try to make a whole bunch of music and nice music if I don't have a venue for that. So try to build up that noise, build up that following, and go. That's all I got to say. My bad for being long-winded about it.
No, it's all right. One thing about music is you're right about that building up a following, giving your music away for free, submitting emails. You know, and it all comes with advertising and promotion and pushing yourself. The one thing about it is a lot of people, a lot of artists are putting out music that really ain't about nothing. The music should educate. The music should regulate. It shouldn't be a whole bunch of nonsense on a track. Like, it's just a disrespect to the culture and it's a disrespect to hip-hop. There's a difference between hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop is the culture, the music, the art, the dance, the creativity, the message,
element.
The education. Rap is just something totally different. Rap is just all about self, me, my team, follow me, my chicks, disrespect, drugs. And then this will kill me, too, and Diva Ebony B going to put this out here, because we are allies. Me, I'm hip-hop. Rappers, we allies, we enemies. Because y'all talk about all this mess about what you got, where you going, and your sister license is cut off. And your mama, you couldn't bury your mama. How you sitting on 20s, and how you taking vacations, you all over overseas, and you couldn't even bury your own mama. And I seen it. I seen it. Couldn't bury his mama. $1,500. You got over 3 steps on your neck, and you can't bury your mama. People, you paying this triple play. I'm going to get into it, this triple play. And I'm thank you, Jay Biggs. I feel your spirit.
What's up with you, bro?
Calm down. Thank you. I feel your spirit.
Like, yeah. You know,
you're paying $100 change for this triple play, the internet, the phone, and the cable. Paying $100 is to change a month.
Shit.
But can't, but don't got life insurance. Pete Gay.
Yeah, about to go back in here.
All of this money for entertainment, but you ain't got no life insurance. Like, that's an ultimate L right there. All I'm saying is get your priorities together and stop putting all the effery and all the negativity into the music. We got too many of our youth that's dying in Chicago right now, dying in Newark, New Jersey right now.
Southside
Jamaica. I can go
behind
on.
You.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
I'm gonna get into something that Kano, you know, had touched, you know, with the posting. It's one thing that the posting really doesn't say, and it's not Kano's fault, and I'm not trying to knock Kano or nothing like that. Shout out to
right,
the homie. You know what I mean? I'm gonna touch on something that people have to read between the lines to get. What it's talking about, you know, and this is coming from the mouth and the heart of an independent artist at the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm an independent artist. I'm striving for bigger and better things. Boy, Jay Big, you know, I'm gonna touch on something that is that needs to be said. You know, for a lot of these 90%, 99.9% independent artists, their income is coming from directly from you purchasing their music. You know what I mean? It's not too many independent artists that have a corporation behind them that have and I like to throw old girl out there. I don't have nothing against Rihanna, but I like to throw old girl out there. But you know, it's a million women buying you know, what is it, CoverGirl, because Rihanna is sponsoring it. You know what I mean? It's a million people out there that'll buy a magazine because Rihanna's on the cover, you know, or because she got a new tattoo on her chest or whatever. You know, you don't have independent artists that have that luxury. So to the people out there that's listening, what I'm going to say is, you know, I'm going to piggyback off of what the posting say, you know what I mean? But think about that. When you go out and buy that magazine, you supporting Nicki Minaj just because her boots look good on the cover, whatever, because she dipped it low. When you go on Media Takeout and she dipping it low and you click on that link, you paying her. You see what I mean? These independent artists don't have that luxury. So all they got is their music. You know what I mean? Think of it as if all
I
your kids
you
got that starter jacket.
I agree with what the brother was saying. I think you should capitalize off of your merchandise, off your brand. Period. Like, if you know, if you pose for CoverGirl, come out with your own makeup. If you wear other people's stuff, you know, as far as an entrepreneur, above an artist and above a radio personality, a promoter, a DJ, I truly agree with capitalizing on your brand. I want to have Diva Spot phone covers. The Frontline Friday phone covers are in the mist right now. The t-shirts came here. We got the t-shirts. We got the site up. We pushing everything. We pushing it out. But I really think as the people, because they capitalize on us, y'all. They capitalize on our image. They capitalize on our creativity. So we
need
to own this stuff. Ownership is powership. And if you can have phone covers, I can too. Matter of fact, in a minute, it's going to be a Frontline Friday, Valentine's birthday, and sympathy card when you go to Hallmark. Yes, I am. Everything that I ever bought, I'm trying to capitalize on it. The bracelet I got on my arm, even the track that I got on my hair. We going to come out with Diva Spot written here. Damn right.
Yeah, I'm trying to take over Jordan Empire, man.
What's
up, Queen? What's going on?
What's up? I'm going to sit back for a second before I get into the taking the church. Y'all go ahead and take the thing.
That's the man, DJ Genius, man. You know, what's up, man? What's going on with you? You know, I'm filling in for the boy Tay Black over here on Frontline Friday, man. Thanks for coming through. What's good with you, man?
Not much. Just calling in to support the Queen and yourself, you know what I'm saying? And I came in the middle of, you know, the topic, but the part that I caught was about entrepreneurship and marketing and branding yourself and what the Queen was saying, and I definitely stand by and believe in that. We definitely need to start, you know, branding ourselves and supporting our own instead of making everybody else richer.
Exactly, yeah. I feel that.
It changed the game, man. You know, E40 came out with 3 CDs this year. I'm going to come out with a flash drive on these niggas, man. It's something like 100 phones.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, we got to change the game. You know, like the other caller said, we got to evolve. And do things differently and push the envelope further and further, you know what I mean? But like Genius said, I mean, we giving our money to the wrong people, you know what I mean? Instead of supporting, it's almost like you know, having that kid that's better than Michael Jordan playing like right up the street from your house, and you don't never do nothing, you don't never go see him, you don't never support him wherever he at, his games, none of that, you know what I mean? And whatnot, you think he gonna make it to the NBA? Chances are he probably won't, because that right there is a business. You know what I mean? The whole thing of it, it's a business. It's
one
talent.
In 1.4 million. That's your,
you know what I mean?
Chances of making it in the NBA.
Exactly.
Hey, Jordan,
that's all about
Jordan, Jordan made $80 million last year.
You know, and you spoke on Michael Jordan. Think about this the next time you're buying them $300 pairs of Jordans that cost $2.75 to make. Michael Jordan is not doing nothing for the people.
Right.
Nothing for the people. You feel me?
and he's still making the same amount of money he made when he was playing in the NBA. Just look at that on the stats. You understand what I'm saying? He's grossing over $80 million a year, worth over $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? He's getting fat pockets, but yet the same place that he repping in Chicago, 50% of the schools were shut down. The economy is horrible. He was the first person to actually go against the owners of the NBA when he played, but was the first to sit there and try to discriminate against the players as an owner. You know, that's a little bit of hypocrisy for you there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I said that just to say that, you know, we definitely need to start having more of our people have their own businesses and supporting those businesses and entrepreneurship. And like Jay Biggs was saying, support independent artists. You know what I'm saying? Because it's actually those independent artists that become those great artists.
I
love indie. Indie is what it's all about. Independent came before the industry. We need to have more independence as our individuals. There's no need.
Go ahead. Y'all go to these open mic shows and stuff too, man, in y'all cities. Don't just come there just to support one artist, man. Stick around and check out the other town too.
Say it.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah,
also,
definitely need unification.
I just like to say this is Jay Rilla Realist. I just like to say that if we look into a little bit of our history since we on entrepreneurship, as little as the Industrial Revolution, before the manufacturing machine was invented, who was the Industrial Revolution? You were.
We were.
The slave
we
was. The
yeah.
slave
mass-produced
and manufactured things that people needed. So if you're talking about entrepreneurship, if you're talking about being a business person, you have no further than to look than your own ancestry, than your own blood. We have to get out of this mind frame that what we see is what we need. Everything we need is within us. The support, which everybody has been saying, and I'm just reiterating what everybody else has been saying, the support is the most important factor in this entrepreneurship of the individual, especially with the Afro-American or American-African, as I like to call them. We need to understand that you have always had and you will always have what it takes to be the next best whatever, because the next best whatever is measured upon what you do. It's measured upon what you are. These Fortune 500 CEO companies, where did you think that they learned how to build these companies from? Your ancestors. So, yes, it is very important that we flourish and we plant seeds in the mind of our children that they can be anything, that they can achieve anything. But it's so simple for us to stop patronizing everybody else. Like the brother said, let's stop spending money with everybody else and start spending money with ourselves. We are the only race who do not have outside resources as far as selling. Any other race, I'm not trying to particulate in race or culture or color, but what I'm trying to give you is an aspect of what we're dealing with. We're the only race that don't do any outside country trading. No African American has a major business that ships goods from America to another country. Not one. All we have is the development of our source of gift, which is the music and at most times the athleticism or the athletes. We need to start patronizing our brothers and our sisters. These queens, these cooks, these women who get in our kitchens every afternoon, who cook these meals that feed us, that fuel us to get up and go to work every morning so we can provide. That's a culinary art. That is a skill. That is something that your woman needs to get paid for, not just exhibit in the kitchen. I agree with what all you kings and queens are saying. My thing is that we need to start breaking it down for the youth. We got to realize in this generation, we're old. I mean, Boys to Men and all that, that was our generation. We're dealing with a new generation. We're dealing with youth. We're coming to figure out what this is. What we need to do is we need to break it down into layman terms and start teaching our those 3 or 4 years, 4-year-olds that's walking around thinking nigga is a cool word. That you know, you tell them don't be a punk and all. They think that's cool. You know, they go to school and the kids in school with them parents let them do whatever, watch Bad Girls Club or watch reality TV. Now your child thinks that you are not doing something right as a parent because their counterpart parents allow them to do. We need to reiterate this information. Now, I love all the information, all the love that's going upon about our entrepreneurship, about what we need to do to survive. That's our future. But let's take this information and teach. Let's stop being scared to teach our youth this same thing that we talk about on the phone. If you have children, 5, 6, 7, let's stop. Take it. Let's not just have this on the front line Fridays. Let's not just speak this information within ourselves. Let's not just teach our brethren how to be good entrepreneurs and good company owners. Let's start reiterating that to our children who are in kindergarten and preschool, because that's where they start learning. That's where they start seeing, and we are their example. We are their leaders. You don't have to question, oh, they killed Tupac, they killed Malcolm, they killed Martin because they were trying to stand for us. They're not going to kill you for standing for your own child. We have had the opportunity to do that.
One thing that I did when I did apply for my business license over here in Washington and Seattle, it asked the question, are you going to hire any minors? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I want to hire some minors. So this summer, I'm going to hire me about four minors, and it was from 17 to 14, and from 14 and under, of course I'm going to hire my son. He's 10. But I have to go to the court and get a legal document stating that my son will be working for me, because there's a lot of laws that go into with hiring 14 and under. But I'm going to have on my team this year for Divas by ENT Advertising and Promotion, I'm going to hire the youth this summer. I'm going to get me a couple of teams and hire them and put money in their pockets so they can be able to have some type of sense of confidence and entrepreneurship and learn to come to work on time and learning new things, you know, and so they can feel good, because in my mind, and I just don't know why the summer programs has been taken out. They're saying it because there's a lack of funds, which is not true. It's still money in this country. Point blank, period. But my mind is, if I can get them on the positive movement, doing some positive things, traveling, because a lot of times children and adults, we learn through travel. I love the fact that we learn through travel and experiencing things. I can help or at least stop one child from being killed, getting strung out on meth and drugs, becoming a teen parent, and joining the game. It's so much stuff. So I encourage all of you business owners, everybody that's registered, has a business license, the LLC, a sole proprietor, whatever it is, hire some youth. Please, get some youth on your team. Like Jay Willis said, we have to start leading the way and have to start teaching them, and it starts with us starting to be actionists. We can be an activist and talk to them all day, but it's time for us to be some actionists and put some action behind what we're saying. And I'm taking it upon myself to go beyond Frontline Friday. So y'all stay tuned for all my posts and my pics and my videos on my youth. And we out there on the Frontline Wednesdays. You know, we out here Wednesdays. They definitely going to be riding with me. Let's take them to church, y'all. Let's go. I just thank God for my talents and my abilities, because a lot of us got talents and strengths and abilities and don't even recognize it, because we so caught up with what we see on the television. We so caught up on what is going on around in our community that is blinding us from our goals. And you can also have people who will hold you back. because they are afraid that you are going to get bigger and better than them. They want to keep you down. People in your own team, people in your own family will try to tell you that you don't know enough, you're not good enough, you ain't got enough to do this. They want to keep you in the same position up under their thumb so they can be able to feel better about themselves. And it's more the person as a whole. Y'all know Diva Ebony, I look at the person as a whole. Even if I was walking with you in the beginning and you decided you wanted to go somewhere else later, that is fine with me, because when me and you decided to make a movement or promote something or push, it was for the advancement for both of us to go up, not for me to be on top of you or moving further amongst you and you just stay in one position. How are you growing if I'm keeping you in the same position? I'm getting tired of seeing this because it go on in the personal world, it go on in the professional world, it go on in the spiritual world. You want to hold these people down from their gifts and their talents and their purpose in life because you feel in some type of way, because you feel like you own somebody, or you feel like you've done this and done that for somebody. You ain't did nothing for them. What happened for them and the blessing that they're getting, God already deemed it for them to have it anyway. So who are you? Get your life. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a show about that because I can. And I don't even have an excuse. I'm going to do a show about it because I can. I'm going to be exposing a couple of people out here that's trying to keep the thumb on their people or keep the foot on people's neck when they try to venture out, because when you first get with them, they want to wish you love and say, oh, we're going to help you grow, we're going to help you do this, this, and that, and so forth. But then when you get an opportunity, they get scared that you're going to get big and leave from their class. Yeah, all right.
Living wrong, which this won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you, God, please take them away. Far away from here, I misbehave. This lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, 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 church.
We're on the front line, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East, we go ahead and get it in, playing nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry of that independent music, that independent fire. Getting into that educate and regulate session. Also, we take them to church our way. We take them to church our way in the most fantastic way, and I'm glad that God moved me the way that he do. I want to talk about the purpose of marriage. How sacred is marriage? How beautiful is that? But I see a lot of us is not taking it or looking at it as how it is in a sacred way. So I want to come from the scripture. Mark chapter 10, verses 2 and 6. And it says, and the Pharisees came to him and asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, divorce his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write to build the bill of divorce, to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. Back in the Bible days, you probably could have read a story or stories after stories of infidelities that broke the marriage and the bond. And those same infidelities to this day is breaking marriages and breaking the bond. Since the beginning of time, the marriage bond secrecy has been attacked by outside influences. When you look at the prison marriage scene, you see that there are many who don't take marriage seriously because they know they can just go to divorce court, air their dirty laundry in public, and be given their piece of paper to set them free. It is so sad
that on a daily basis, marriages are annulled and divorces have become commonplaces. This is a true both inside and outside of the church. Because it is so easy to divorce, people simply rush into marriages with strangers without the proper courtship and full knowledge of their beloved background. Let's take a closer look at the person that we commit to spending our entire life with. And here's some homework. If you are contemplating marriage, really seek counseling and be prayerful about the decision. If the look
Yeah, Dizzy, your mic went out. Basically, yeah, to piggyback off what you're saying about marriage, you know what I mean? It's crazy because we don't really value marriage enough, you know what I mean? And even further than just, like, being attacked, I mean, we putting it out there that we don't even really need marriage anymore. We can get all of the joys and the fruits of, you know, what's in marriage without necessarily having to be married, you know, which is crazy because, like, you know, that's not the way God intended for it to be.
All right. I'm back. I was finna singing my song, Ike.
Okay, yeah, you know, I was just saying, you know, like, you know, God intended for us to be married, you know, to be fruitful and multiply in marriage. So, you know, for us to be out here promoting, you know, I'm going to go back to the story from earlier. You know, for us to be out here promoting that, yo, I'm an athlete, I'm about to make it, I'm going to the NFL, whatever, and I'm with my girl, and we shacked up, we not married, and we doing our thing. You know, I look at it like that, in a way, that's kind of karmatic. You know, that's God's wrath coming back against what's his name, Brand, I forget old boy's name, but it's God's wrath coming back against him for relying on that, just thinking like, okay, I don't have to do what you deem is to be holy and righteous and get married to this woman and instead of being shacked up with her. And lo and behold, she went and her heart was broken. She struck back against him. And that's the problem that a lot of us are facing in our communities is we decide that instead of making these women the queens that they are, you know what I'm saying, we'll just use them for the you know, the gifts, the fruits that they provide, and you know, instead of making an honest women out of these women.
And we wonder why a lot of our young kings are, our young queens are broken queens. That's because they was raised by broken women. Let me go ahead and finish this off. We got about 7 minutes left. If you are contemplating marriage, really seek counseling and be prayerful about the decision. If the Lord does not send you an answer affirming the person that you are planning to marry, ask again. When in doubt, just don't do it. The Bible speaks about the purpose of marriage. Study God's word and this subject before you take the plunge. And I pray, God, grant me the wisdom to seek you as I contemplate taking my marriage vows. Lord God, help me to feel secure that I won't rush into such an important decision. Lord, I want to feel your holy presence in my marriage to me. I will seek you, O God, before making this very important step. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's so important, you guys, for us to really, really take our time with one another and with our mates and with marriage, because that is such a sacred bond. And there's too many women out there who are in relationships, and men, I'm not going to take from the men either, who are in relationships, who want to be married, who want to be with that person forever, committed through thick and thin. And you got this individual who are playing games, and at the end of the day, they end up not being with them and going on and being brokenhearted, and somebody else got to heal another broken heart. You know how exhausting it is to heal a broken heart when somebody else broke it and you didn't? I'm just saying. That's why we have to take the time out to really respect the people who love on us and who have supported us through and through. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all give y'all closing remarks while we get out of here. I'm going to start with you, Jay Biggs, and I'm going to go on down the line. And I appreciate all of you kings for being here and contributing to the show and also contributing to the knowledge of Diva, because y'all make me better. So big shout out to y'all.
Yeah, I just want shout out you, Diva, you know what I'm saying? And I want to put my information out there. I'm an artist. I go by the name of J Biggs. I'm a hip hop artist. You can holler at me on Twitter at SpaceHJ. Spell it just like it sounds. You know what I mean? The only thing I really want to touch on, you know, I had a great time out here at the on the show. You know what I mean? Fill in for my homie Tate Black. Shout out to him. I got a mixtape coming out. It's called The Found Tape. You know, so look for that. Only thing I want to really touch on is just, you know, as men, you know, because I think we predominantly got men covering the show tonight, you know what I mean? Predominantly as men, man, we got to look at what we do, you know, and look at ourselves. We the ones that lead these women, you know. We got the power. We lead these women, and the choices that we make are, you know, what they're looking at and what they're trying to, what they're basing themselves on. Right now we in a generation where, you know, men are following the women. You know what I mean? The adulation and the you know, attention of women is what's driving us, and we got to stop that. We got to change that. You know, that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Thank you, King. Peace for that. Peace for that. J Real the Realist.
Hey, I just want to say that I appreciate all the commentary tonight. It's been very inquisitive. We study, we learn, we break bread, and we eat together. Please, please, men, kings, appreciate your queens, and queens, vice versa. That is the foundation of the family, and that is what the child needs to see. And that's I'm going to leave it at that. We really have to stop looking upon ourselves. We have to start looking upon what our children are looking at. And if anybody want any further information or like to hear some good music, good hip-hop, good R&B or whatnot, you can go ahead and look me up at J Real the Realist, J Real space D-A space R-E-A-L-E-S-T. Looking forward to your follows or likes or whatever you want to give me. Thank you.
Peace, King. I appreciate that. Money Mink, how about it, baby?
Man, he definitely hit me on Money Mink 121. That's on Twitter. I'm definitely on 101 social sites. You know, just Google Rashawn Dingus, or just hit in the search box Money Mink. You know, that drop, man. Like I said, shout out to all my fans, followers, and supporters. Shout out my boy Kano, you already know. Blame my brother from the other side. Shout out to Diva, too, Big Sis, Little Sis, whatever you want to put it in. She's a Diva regardless. Shout out to Jana, man. You know, nothing but love, bro. You know, supporting independence. Yeah, what? Got my sights on, baby. Yeah.
Got my sights on, baby. Peace, King. Genius, take us up out of here, babe.
Oh, man. First, happy belated born day to the Queen. Shout out to everybody that tuned in and supported the show. Just want to make one interjection on the marriage. Get married for the right reasons, people. Don't marry somebody just because you got a child with them or for materialistic, financial, or personal gain. Marry them for the right reasons. That's why we have so many divorces. People get married for the wrong reasons. That's why I'll say on that. You know, everybody be safe, be blessed, empower, motivate, uplift.
I appreciate that, King. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Saturday. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Step Your Game on Saturdays with J Biggs, 8 p.m. on the East and 5 p.m. on the West at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And call in and chat it up with him at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Turn on the music.